100 FM, The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits. It is time. Here comes Worcester's Best Chef, just a few weeks away. And with us this morning is Dominic, the man that makes it all happen. Good morning, Dominic.
How are you doing, Bruce?
It is a real treat to be able to bring Dominic in. This is how many years now?
This will be the 13th.
So how many people are competing this year, Dominic?
Got about 20 this year.
And we're right back where we've always been.
Yep, Mechanics Hall. It's the greatest place. I love it, Bruce, because the people love it. When they come in, it's like a night out. You got red carpet, brass railings, coffered ceilings, beautiful music, velvet cushions. It's valet parking. It's really
All right, hold on. You can't eat the velvet cushions.
No, you can't.
We want to talk about the real meat and potatoes, forgive me.
That's all right.
Of the idea of bringing the best treats together and letting everybody else decide which is best. Today, you brought in the top from last year. Tell everybody about Bill.
I call him the champ. He's Bill Borbo. He's the executive chef and general manager of the Boynton. And he'll tell you a little bit about their landmark year this year. And he won the whole thing last year. Not easy, because you need to actually impress a lot of people. But then you have to go up and do Iron Chef live in front of, you know, 1,000 people.
Right.
And then you have to get the judge's attention once again with your final dish.
Well, let's welcome Bill in. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Big year, as Dominic hinted. We set foot on the moon. We celebrated Woodstock, and we saw the Boynton open for business.
Yes, this year we celebrated 50 years in business.
This past year has been one of the best the Boynton has ever had because of all of last year's accolades.
Yeah, it's been a great year for us. Beyond the pleasure of winning Worcester's Best Chef, it wasn't just me. I had a great team behind me, but also taking home Best Overall Restaurant voted by the people of Worcester, Telegram and Worcester Magazine.
And the Boynton proves one thing very clearly, and that is you don't need to be in the middle of a million restaurants to bring the people, because when you've got the best stuff, people find you, and they sure come down Highland Street in droves.
They definitely do. It's a busy street, and it's great to be there, and it is a lot of it. It kind of connects the city's halves. And a lot of people come through Highland Street, and they love to stop at the Boynton.
All right, so we've got our main courses. We've got our desserts. And one other thought that I heard being floated about competing maybe on what comes across the bar?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about maybe bringing in a bartender's competition this year.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You know, I don't think a lot of things make chefs happier than a good cocktail at the end of the night.
Absolutely.
So why not also celebrate the people who keep some of these chefs happy?
What do you think is the first thing I reach for when the off switch gets clicked here in the studio? January 26th is the date this year. And I assume we can go online to Worcester's Best Chef again?
Worcester'sBestChef.com, Bruce. It's the best way to get your tickets. Get them now. It usually sells out. We can't wait. We've added an hour to VIP. The VIP hour is usually 4 to 5. We've made it 3 to 5.
Well, then we're ready to go. It is Worcester's Best Chef, Worcester'sBestChef.com. Online, get your tickets. Be a part of the event. Bill, Dominic, thank you both for joining us this morning on The Pike.